Blue Jays and Athletics in Oakland, and it's Pride Night at the Coliseum, and a proud return for former A's slugger Josh Donaldson back in town as a member of the Blue Jays.
Up the middle, ranging far to his left is Rosales. The throw not in time, safe at first, throw to the plate, and he is out.
Canna's over third, and the pitch to Rosales is swung on a ground ball to the hole, and diving off the glove of Tulowitzki, rolls toward the left field line. Scoring is Canna, holding at first is Rosales.
Davis belts one to center. Pilar racing back. Pilar leaps, can't get it, bounces off the wall. Lowry, he's going to come in to score, and the A's lead 3-1.
The pitch to Healy, here it is. Swung on in line to left center, a long run. Carrera going down, can't get it, and now it's by him and going to the wall. Davis scores easily. Healy goes to second, stopping there, and the A's take a 4-1 lead.
So here's Luke Maley, runner at second here in the ninth inning. Casilla kicks it, deals, strike three, called right on the outside corner, and that's the ball game.
So the A's beat the Blue Jays 4-1 year final. Solid start for Jesse Hahn, who went six innings and allowed just one unearned run in his return from the disabled list. Neither bullpen allowed a run in this game, tossing six and a third innings of scoreless relief. Josh Donaldson, two hits in his return to Oakland. Bob Elvin's squad won their second straight over the Blue Jays Tuesday night. Here's the skipper talking after the win.
Yeah, I mean, considering 90 was going to be the number, you almost hit it right on the head, if not right on the head, and gave us six innings. And I mean, for a guy coming back from, you know, a DL stint and a short rehab start, so to speak, I thought he pitched really well. Actually got a few more outs probably in the inning that he gave up the run than maybe he should have had to have gotten.
Bobby, you guys did commit another error, but, I mean, you had several big defensive plays. How big did that play in Jesse being able to go as long as he did?
Yeah, I mean, the one inning cost him a little bit, but then we started making some plays. And, you know, you got to put that aside. You know, we've been better, and then we'll have a game where we'll make three or so, and now we have to kind of pick ourselves up again and go back to the drawing board. But like I've said many times, it's not for a lack of work. These guys work really hard on it. So hopefully we can get on a roll and sustain a few games in a row where, you know, we don't have that kind of lurking on our shoulder.
Bobby, you said velocity was kind of the concern when you put him on the DL in the first place. For Jesse to sit 93, 94 all night, is that right where you guys want him at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and it, maybe to an extent, you know, he's throwing a little bit harder, but I think that's kind of the optimal velocity for his sinker. And you know, that's kind of his bread and butter. And you look early on, he's getting some balls on the ground. You know, he's got the good sink, and you don't necessarily have to have over-the-top velocity to get ground balls.
It's only the second game you guys have won all season without hitting a home run. How would you assess the offense tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we pecked away a little bit, got some big hits when we needed to. Certainly Rosie's gives us the lead, and then we added a couple more on. It's a good stat. I didn't know that. I mean, usually when we do, you know, hit homers has a lot to do with the win, but, you know, looks like we can win a game without a homer.
You're mentioning the ground balls with Jesse, and he gets two double plays tonight with that ground ball, especially that one in the fourth. How crucial was that with their bases-loaded situation in a tie game?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like he potentially got three that inning, and, you know, when he needed to get a ground ball, he got it, and no bigger than the bases loaded one, because he gives up a hit there, and now it's a whole different ball game, and his pitch count goes up even more, and now he's got more traffic on the bases. So that was probably the key at bat of the game for him.
Adam Rosales went 1-for-3 with an RBI in Tuesday's win over the Blue Jays. Here's Rosales talking to reporters after the game.
Yeah, we've definitely been hitting a lot of home runs and score runs, but to produce runs like that is so important for our team, and I think definitely backs up our starting pitcher too.
What's been the biggest difference? You guys struggled a lot of strikeouts on the road trip. What's been the biggest difference in the at-bats now that you've been back home?
I mean, we had a talk. I remember having a talk with Darren Bush, our hitting coach, and Marcus, just about with two strikes, really zoning in, you know, making sure we don't chase, making sure we get a good pitch, stay in our zone. I think for me personally, I think that's been part of my, well, at least tonight, the little base hit I got through the six hole, I kind of shortened up my swing a little bit.
With Jesse Hahn on the mound, you know, he's a ground ball guy, and you know you're going to get a lot of ground balls. What kind of a difference can he make if he's healthy?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Jesse Hahn, It's so fun to play behind him. And tonight, it just seemed like he was pinpointing. He had pinpoint accuracy, and just out there with just playing behind him, playing defense is so important behind Jess.
Yeah, and he got a couple big double plays. You were right in the middle of both of them. Take us through the double plays, and you got to be on your toes with Jesse Hahn because he is a ground ball guy.
Yeah, for sure. Kendrick Morales, I know he I was kind of playing a little shift, a little up the middle, but then I'm like, all right, I think he's going to be a little tardy on that sinker. And so he was, and I was there just in enough time to turn double play with Jed.
The series continues Wednesday. Francisco Liriano on the mound for the Jays against Jarrell Cotton for the A's.